Blog Talk Radio.
You know, being a creative person is very hard. Writing so many songs that I've written, singing all the performances I've done in the past, I'm going to tell you the truth. I have not done a lot of performing recently in the last few years or so because I done it when I was younger. I've done it so much. I was a rock singer with his ambitions, but what I perceive it to be, when I started out, I was just making music and I was just doing creating, and then it evolved into wanting to have a career. I even thought about it, you know. But I went in there with my, you know, went at it and just see if I could do it. One good thing that I did have going for me is that when I tried for it, I was aware of what could happen and what couldn't, because it's like a lottery system. I don't know if I'm going to do it. I had to at least try and to know the factors about going about getting it. You know, some people reminded me of, you know, be careful, you're going to Los Angeles, you know, just like New York City, you know, it's like, you know, you heard about all the horror stories with some dreamers going for a dream, and I was like, I didn't understand what they were, you know, I understood, but then some people say it could take years, you know, somebody said at the beginning, you know, you might be one of the, you know, they told me I could, it may take me a very long time, and I was like, but I was aware that it, you know, so it was already in my head that it could, but I was hoping it happened faster. But if I knew then what I know now, I would say being a creative person is so hard. Even if the person gets to the next level, it's so hard to do. Very few people get it, and it's such a life. It's such a difficult life. Creating music or writing it is the easy part, you know? So I can't just sit in my bedroom and just say, oh, I'm going to make it from my bedroom. I couldn't do that. Just like I came from Buffalo, New York to L.A., I was like, there's no way I can make it on Buffalo. I just sit here and I don't go to a club in Buffalo. I had to go to New York City or L.A. New York City is nearby. I know New York City, how many people, blah, blah, blah. It's so close to my hometown. And I did go to New York City. Boy, it was so difficult. Homelessness. Oof. Let me tell you, if anybody who goes to New York City and you don't have no money, be watch out. You know, it's just like going to the Big Apple without money. You have to save your money. L.A., save your money, you know. It's sunnier, but it's far away from my family. So I chose L.A. I went to both, you know. Yes, I did a lot. I told the whole story about what I did in books and everything, so you already know. But the creative life, you know, is very difficult. Going through all that, those experiences, it was like I was going through it alone, and I was. But observing other artists, famous or not, going through it, it's like a lot of people go through this. Starvation, poverty. I ate popcorn and soda for a long time when I came to L.A. I have no place to live. I was lucky because I went back and forth to New York State from L.A., New York, 3, 4, 5 times. From 91 to 94, 3, 4, 5 times. Because I wasn't sure. It's like, oh, poverty, live on the street, go back to Buffalo. Okay, I want to go back to New York. Suffer. Go back to Buffalo. Okay, I don't want to go back to LA. Blah 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 blah. Go back to LA. Spend 2 years. Homeless. Oh, I'm sick of it. Go back. Go to New York. Okay. Yeah. Go to Buffalo. Yes. This is what happened. Go back to New York, New Jersey. Go back to Buffalo. Okay. Finally. It's like, and I had hesitated. Went back to LA and I stayed. So it was very difficult, you know, doing that, you know. I must say, you know, someone who struggled, to those who are thinking about coming to LA or New York, make sure you save a lot of money, $10,000. So you can have a hotel room to stay in, so you don't be on the street. You can't be on the street no more. It's too hard in New York, L.A., but I'm in L.A., okay? I'm going to say L.A. Being on the streets, homeless in L.A. is too difficult, okay? It's even worse, you know, and plus, you know, you just had this coronavirus, you know. L.A. is more expensive than when I first came out here, so. But, but the creative life is so hard, you know. I did all I could. Those performances, accompanying, all the stuff. I had to have a plan B, and I'm working on plan B. Plan A was to be in the industry, but plan B is probably just as important because life is too short. I'm much older than I was in those days. But it is true that the creative, if you heard of, you know, the horror stories, creative people suffer a lot. I mean, live as an artist, ooh. The greatest thing I would say is to create, you know, write from a piano or sing, write a melody and make a song. Make a video. I make movies, too. Some of my movies, I just, you know, I get so inspired, and then I'm like, okay, let me just do it here and just do this and that. Sometimes I'm not inspired, but I made a lot of my videos. You can see on Vivo. Yeah, with the movie maker, yes, I did. I really want to get to know you. I probably could have done something else, you know. It was filmed inside my home. You didn't see me at the end of the in the video, so I'm a filmmaker as well as, so that side, the creative side of making the art is so great. That's the most fantastic part of it. The really difficult side is the business, and that's the part that will make me a success financially or not. It's so difficult. So once in a while, I go to those. You know, I have to go to Hollywood once in a while about it. Once in a while, I have to perform. You heard me on podcasts, so I do perform. You know, it's such a difficult undertaking. If I knew then what I know now, I don't know. You know, because there's a lot of starving days and starving nights that I experienced. I had to believe in myself. You know, I became a member of BMI accidentally. That was like they recognized my songwriting, prowess when other people didn't, you know, because I was rejected by all those labels in the 90s, you know, the early 90s, you know. And they sent me an email. I don't know how they got me, you know, because I didn't choose BMI. I did not know what BMI ASCAP was. I didn't know what they were about. I was like, I think it was when I was on a Sunset Strip and I put all those posters with my name looking for a band right next to the Roxy, the Rainbow, and down the street from the Whiskey. I was down there putting flyers all over the place. I was so naive. I was so naive. I remember me doing that. I went up and down Sunset Boulevard doing that. I said that story before so many times. And I went to Hollywood Boulevard and putting flowers, but I went down Sunset, and I remember it was all, my name and my number was all over the place. And I went back to where I was staying, and I was staying, I was renting some place briefly. I had to leave. Something was wrong with that place, because I was in and off on the street. And I received the, I did put my address on there too. And they sent me and said, BMI, you can be a member of BMI. Who is BMI? Well, I'm glad that Broadcast Music Incorporated, thank you. But I was never, I didn't really get acquainted with them until later. Because, you know, I registered songs, but I wasn't into BMI, all that stuff. I was just a gypsy trying to find a place to live and trying to sing and trying to get in bands. So I wasn't aware of the music business, you know, too much. I was, so that's why I say if you're a creative person, learn about the music business. There's a lot to learn. They have computers now. So that's a good thing, to learn about the music business. Get a book about the music business. I think I had one and I tossed it, but that's a good way to learn about the music business. As I got older, I realized that in the creative world of making rock music, pop music, whatever, how important the songwriting is. I didn't see that. I thought it was just the performer, the center stage. So I wasn't as aware, you know. And I wasn't aware of the business, how you can be on stage, you can own a song and still make no money. And that's why it's so hard, hearing all those stories. You can actually own a song and it can be successful and make no money. And a realization that I had to be careful with my copyrights, and a realization of when I make a song, it's great to make, but whatever I sign, you know, I had to look at it carefully, and I had to promote myself. One thing I'm really good at is promotion. So promotion is the key, you know, all over the internet. That is number one. I mean, promotion. Promotion is part. It's a big part of the business, to sell a product. But to get out there and perform, yeah, I try to, but after so many years of not finding the right band, no offers to, you know, perform, go out. I ask even people that I know, you know, on the songwriting side, can I go over there and perform? To no avail. Well, I perform a podcast. I performed in a club not too long ago, so I will perform, but I ain't going to be out there every single week. When I was 20 or 30, I was out there every single week trying to sing, but it's very hard. The starving days, the starving nights, and the lack of you know, the lack thereof, what that I know other artists go to, the creative life is very hard. So if you choose to be a creator, like want to be in the music business, be prepared for the long haul and have a plan B. It, you know, go back to college or something. You know, you have to. But I'm not giving up. The thing is about being a creator is that, for unfortunately, to get that recognition can take a very long time. Some people get it sooner. They're lucky. Okay, they're lucky. They got it. But a lot of times it could take a very long time. And when I say long time, 10, 20, 30 years, some people finally get recognized when they're 60. And you know what? If they get recognized for that song they wrote or whatever, at least they did it. Better late than never. But my stance is that, you know, I had to put myself out there. Putting out on Twitter, YouTube is a good thing. People see it. People have gotten record deals being on YouTube. So people see the work. You know, I sent unsolicited tapes to major labels. They never even considered me. So I had to let it go. And then there were people who allowed it, companies. They still didn't sign me. So at least I try. I try to get managers. I tried my best. But It's a lottery system. I think it's harder to make it in the industry as an artist than winning the lottery. And winning the lottery is hard to do. But you have to take a chance. Because the creative life is very difficult. And you know that a lot of creators, because they create, have all the issues, mental health issues, alcohol issues, drug, doing cocaine and stuff. I was not a cocaine user. I'm not an alcoholic. Mental health issues, yes, a lot of creators have bad experiences, which inspired me to be a rock musician. But I didn't make it yet. I'm going to do my best. My music is out there. I still believe. And, you know, I realized that I didn't have a life when I was younger, and I had to try to have a life in some ways, because no matter what, because life is too short. Yeah, I'm getting older. I'm getting at a stage where I have to say, well, I better appreciate my life. Continue to go for my dream. Keep my options open for other things. Life is too short. It's too short. So I leave it there. I'm going to do my best I can. Because, as I said before, eventually, as I get older and older, and then eventually I will leave this planet naturally at old age, hopefully. So I better just try to appreciate what I have, and I have some things I can appreciate. And I'm a good person. I have to appreciate myself, most importantly, because I have to love thyself. It's only one life. Because human beings are animals. So when we leave, we're gone. So I'm going to appreciate it. Yeah, my dad left this planet, and I wish I would have saw him when he left. He told me to come back, and I didn't because I wanted to be in the industry, and I wish I had sought my dad. But he died tragically. But I know he's okay wherever he is. I hope he is. So I'm gonna be. I know that he's gonna be okay, and I'm gonna be okay alive. So I can be able to do what I need to do to stay afloat as a creator. It's a hard life. I chose it. It became my destiny. I will be okay. I got a lot of music to make, hopefully a lot. I did 426 registered songs officially. So that's to be proud on how much work I've done. I wrote books. I've done a lot of podcasts. Yes, I've done other things. One day at a time. Good day, good night from Dub Night. Throughout my life, there were so many restrictions put on me. So much abuse as a child. As a young adult, the restrictions were too much. So I had to find myself. But art was a way, so I went to California, Los Angeles, to be a star. I was already writing songs and
way to do it, but I didn't make it, so. And then I had so much hardship in other parts of my life, being a target by cruel, evil people, but being uniquely who I was. And that's one reason why I came to L.A., because L.A. is a place for the outcasts. You know, they say it's a place. They told me that when I came out here, well, you can be yourself, but it's also a place to be a star, to be an artist. I didn't come into L.A. to be judged for who I, you know, for what I look like, or I didn't come to L.A. to follow, you know, norms that were out of touch, you know. I didn't want to deal with bigotry. You know, I dealt with bigotry, I dealt with judgment, I dealt with all that in my hometown, which supposedly is liberal, and it is, but my experience is sort of, in a way, old-fashioned, a little. I didn't want to deal with old-fashioned shit, you know, religion, you know, Christian, inhumane. So as an adult, I like to be trying, you know, just not, you know, create structure, create. I need to take twine out and just have fun. So if I play a video game once in a while, that's good. I'm not drinking. I'm not doing drugs. I definitely don't drink alcohol. I don't do drugs, despite being a creative.